Here's another poem that involves John Clare. I'm not usually this literary, but John Clare is one of my places. This one's a little more complex, and for this, you have to know that a couple more things about John Clare. He was put in an institution, treated fairly nicely, but he escaped. He wanted to go back home. It was a good thing that he was put in an institution, because at the time he was, I don't know what the technical term is, but a cottager, and it was at the time that England was enclosing land, and he probably would have starved to death if he hadn't been put in a mental institution, because he wouldn't have been able to earn a living. And what happens in this poem is some of the facts, some of the things, when he escaped, or left, he kept a journal. And so I've cribbed some things from his journal and worked it against another visit. It's called Visiting You. The erratic breeze and blue moment of sun are gone when I hear you mumble like Steel John Clare on the third day to Northborough. Honest courage and myself in my army, I led the way and my troops soon followed. Hungry, half lame toward the sure disappointment that awaited. Or else not caring, which is to say, content, a man mad to be on that road to his lost home. I see your lounging heart, the guests arrive. I hear the talk start hard, a child with coiling pink embroidery at her throat and arms cry because she's cold. People, the last of them me, have waited to meet her too often. Whatever meek protest I make, I'll follow as she, who's just plain tired of the open mouths of visitors, follows the floor and lighted hall to bed. As for Claire's bizarre invention, it bridged the way toward hope, but was too thin to bear him any happiness. His choice, be sane or eat. History was cruel, the actual man could choose less. Infrequently returning, the visits each predictable each time, he stares, shudders for what's to come. And when I visit you, who's to say which of us is bereft? The bald hill I climbed with friends, from which I saw the river wind through a half circle of trees. We got chased away by yellow jackets, the shrieking girl stirring a ground nest that swarmed and stung us all, and we hadn't enough time left for our hands to come down. Now you are all gone. Say the pain of the present one, or the bees, mad John Clare would understand.